Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we bring you part two of our ARIA's award night roundup. We've got highlights from the winners' speeches for the next 12 awards of the night, including the big ones, the John Myers Local Radio Station of the Year, UK Radio Station or Network of the Year, and UK Audio Brand. But before that, let's join Dick and Dom on the red carpet with Ruthie Henshaw from Magic Radio, Graham Smith from Virgin Radio, and Nadia Jay from Radio 1 Extra.
Ruthie Henshaw, lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, usually we see you on stage, but you're here for audio reasons. Tell us why.
Yes, well, I'm here because I did a programme called Ruthie Henshaw Sees Dead People.
For those of you who don't know about it, tell us more about that.
That was for Magic, and it was basically about theatre ghosts. I've always been fascinated by theatre ghosts.
Okay.
So I kind of looked up all the theatre ghosts, and then I spoke to a load of famous people about their experiences with seeing ghosts.
Anyone you're particularly looking forward to seeing tonight?
Well, I've just done Kay Adams, so I've got to say that, haven't I? And Lucy Jones.
Oh, yeah. So we're up for two awards. One of them is the show I did on Virgin Radio Pride, Outcast UK, based on my podcast. And the other one is Jackson Feely and Esther Jai, Reclaiming Influence. And it was a really important documentary to be made. It's about online safety for LGBTQ people and young people in general.
Right.
And they're coming along as well this evening, so we're really excited to be here. Yeah, it was just a really important show to be made. And just like, it's so cool to be sort of nominated in something like this and everyone to see it, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you.
Best Music Breakfast Radio Show.
Yeah, I talk a lot in the mornings, apparently. Yeah.
Some would say it's one of the biggest awards of the night. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think I'm still very overwhelmed. Like, we came in 2022 and it was the first time I'd ever been, and we took gold that year, and I was like, I went on stage and said the F word and trying to redeem myself ever since.
It's amazing though, isn't it, seeing all your peers all in one room?
Yeah, it's nice. We're all dressed up.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, well, breakfast presenters don't really get the opportunity to look half decent in the morning. Yeah. So sometimes people are like, oh, no, DJ. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks to Dick and Dom. Now let's go back to the ceremony with our hosts Clara Amfo and Gok Wan. And just a warning that in all the excitement, there is a little bit of bad language.
Our next award is Best Drama or Fiction Award, supported by Audible, which celebrates the audio drama or fiction that truly swept its listeners into the action.
To announce this year's nominees, please welcome hosts of The Gossip Gaze, Danny Beard and Billy Andrew.
Sister, I feel like I'm on Ready, Steady, Cock up here with these two desks. And the bronze goes to The Life and Time, BBC Radio 4.
Woo!
The silver goes to 1984 Granny Eats Wolf for Audible.
Woo!
And the gold goes to 150 Days, BBC Audio Scotland for BBC Radio 4.
The person who wrote this, we lost before we made it, so it is really important. It feels particularly amazing. His partner Vicky and I, Ollie Emmanuel wrote it, his partner Vicky and I wove it together between a piece of work he hadn't finished and his creative response to brain cancer, which he wrote whilst he couldn't see. So he wrote it only ever able to write forwards, never able to draft. So we walked into studio dealing with all of those massive weights and took in with us three actors who he'd worked with throughout the time that we worked together, and they were astounding, as was Fraser, who made the most incredible sound design for it. Ollie and I were nominated for our first ever thing we did together, which was 16 years earlier, for a Radio Academy Award, and we did not win it. So I was fully expecting a narrative arc that was very pleasant and not winning it again, but this is amazing, and I'm pretty sure it will go next to his other awards for his children to see in their favourite bathroom. Thank you so much.
Congratulations once again. The next award is for creative excellence in branding, a single execution or a campaign of editorial imaging, jingles, promos, trailers, or creative content that brings the brand to life.
Now, to announce the winner, please welcome Tyler West from KISS and actress, singer, Molly Rainford.
The bronze goes to BBC Radio 2. The silver goes to Greatest Hits Radio 60s.
Right, and the gold goes to... And I'll tell you what, I'd actually drop this backstage as well, so I'm pretty sure they can fix it. It's Fix Radio!
This is absolutely unbelievable. Thank you so much. This is for everyone at Fix Radio. We're a small station. Thanks to Greg James for backing us earlier for the Breakfast Award. We are made for the trade, only radio station for it. Lots of people have got behind and supported us. Our audience love the imaging and branding we write. Big shout out to Brogan Hubber, who schedules all the music and the production. Legend. Louis, our CEO, and Paul Chandler, who's no longer with us. We've got loads of big stuff planned for next year. Thank you so, so much to everyone. Thank you. Cheers. Come on.
There we go. That's how you're taking an award.
You know?
Jack from Fix, best sonic branding. Nice one.
Congratulations, mate.
Mate, we are absolutely over the moon with this.
Been a long journey?
It has indeed, yeah. 8 years Fix has been on the air, and this is unbelievable for us. We know our audience like the cheeky branding that we do, the sonic branding, but to be honoured by the radio industry is absolutely insane.
Brilliant. And what do you think it makes Fix pop out from all the other radio stations?
So we're made for the trade, and we can be a little bit cheekier. We've got a clear sort of, this is what we are, this is what we stand for. Our audience like that. We've got an incredibly talented team of people around us. We have some really good fun writing our imaging. We've got some big stuff planned for next year as well.
Right, okay, you also scooped another award tonight, didn't you?
We did silver in for the Bowl Builders Breakfast, which just blew our mind. Greg James endorsed us as well. Said he was rooting for us. I'm pretty sure it was sincere.
We'll
find out at the bar after. Yeah.
It's time now for the Best News or Current Affairs Award, supported by marketeers. So for this category, judges were looking for entries that helped audiences make sense of world news and current affairs.
Although, let's be honest, anyone that can make sense of what is going on in the world right now deserves a medal, not just an award.
Mm-hmm. And here to present it, the award, not the medal, but maybe next year, please welcome former England hockey player and presenter Katie Shanahan and Jim White from TalkSport. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. It's great to be here tonight.
Okay, here we go. The bronze goes to The Boys Are Not All Right. Audio is always for BBC Radio 4.
I can tell you the silver goes to the 2024 Jenny Lex Kiss.
And the gold goes to Southport, BBC Radio Merseyside.
Thank you. With complete sincerity, this was never going to be an easy award to accept. But we're here on behalf of everyone at BBC Radio Merseyside who put everything into covering this story. Whilst we're extremely grateful to be recognised for the work we do, this award is for the families and the community in Southport. To everyone who spoke to us, welcomed us in and trusted us, thank you. We do not take it for granted. Local radio and local news will always be first there, but it doesn't leave, it stays. To be the authentic voice that tells the true story, for as long as it needs to be told. Southport is more than a headline. It's a wonderful place, especially in the sunshine. So please visit it if you can. Thank you.
Very well deserved. So tonight, we take a moment to honour a true broadcasting legend, Johnny Walker. Across nearly six decades on the air, Johnny has helped shape the very sound of British radio. From his pirate radio beginnings to his brilliant BBC career, he championed music with passion, integrity, and most importantly, an unmistakable warmth that won him generations of devoted listeners.
Now, whether you're tuned into The Rock Show, Sounds of the 70s, or his iconic drive time slot, Johnny's voice felt like a true friend, a broadcaster through and through who leaves a legacy that will continue to inspire fellow presenters and listeners for years to come. We are proud to recognise and celebrate his extraordinary contribution to radio.
Time now for the Best Commercial Partnership Award. So this award is for collaborations that work so perfectly that they intertwine brand and narrative, seamlessly creating compelling content, meeting needs or interests of the brand or partnership, as well as expectations of the audience.
To present the award is an award-winning host, compere, writer and DJ, and you can catch her on Magic Radio between 1 p.m. and 4. It's Niamh Spencer!
Clara Amfo, you beautiful, important queen.
I love you, Nevy.
I love you too. We go so far back. Not that far back, we're still young. Yeah. Gokwan, you beautiful, important queen.
I'll take it.
Okay, here we go. The bronze goes to the Midpoint Sweaty Betty Special, Spiritland Productions. The silver goes to Empowering Young Lives, Kiss and KFC. That was amazing, by the way. I must say that. And the gold goes to Dead River Audio Always for Bogas Goodhead.
About 14 hours ago, I was in Brazil. This is, if you haven't listened to Dead River, it is a story about communities in Brazil that were devastated by a mining collapse. And about 72 hours ago, I was in indigenous land, and I put my hand in that river for the first time, and I felt the mud that's still there 10 years later, still devastating these communities. So what we set out to do with this branded partnership was to elevate the stories of the people affected and the British company doing everything they could to bring them justice. We have so much power with audio to connect to local stories and make them global. We have the power with imagination to align with authentic brands and leverage those stories and make them bigger. So look around beyond your life to the world around you and be bold with your ideas. Find something to care about and please care about it deeply. And I want to thank Joe Meek, who was my incredible executive on this. Lauren Beavers and the amazing marketing team at Pogus Goodhead for their tireless ambition. Craig Edmondson, because sound engineers and sound designers need way more of a shout out. And the wider team at Audio Always and Pogus Goodhead for humoring me, for wanting to make a documentary for a brand and push the boundaries of what it can be. So thank you very much.
Do you create the best commercial partnership, would you say?
By being very bold.
Okay.
And saying, no, I don't think you want a chat cast. I think you want a documentary.
there we are.
Or a documentary series. And then you work with really, really good people like Lauren, who is prepared to kind of take risks and do something really bold.
What risks would you say you took?
Just putting the trust in people to tell the story of people that lived, you know, thousands of miles away, really.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you to win this award?
It means that people outside of Brazil know what happened to a group of people in Brazil who were devastated by a mining dam collapse, and that maybe those mining companies will take a bit more responsibility.
It's amazing, isn't it, that, you know, most of the time, you know, when we live outside of an area or a situation that happens like this, we only see what's happening in the news. But when you have a voice and you're able to tell everyone what happened, it means an awful lot.
Yeah, and you can hear from people like the indigenous communities that lost connection to the river, or the mother who lost her child. There's so many stories to be told.
Well, you've got the gold. Congratulations.
Next up, Best Sports Award. So it's for the show, it's for the show or presenter that draws an audience in and makes us marvel at their creativity and their insight, unless they're bigging up the team that you despise.
And even then, you create content so brilliant that you almost start cheering the opposition.
You know?
Fabulous.
To present the award, please welcome journalist, author, and co-host of The Rest Is Politics and long life Burnley fan, it's Alistair Campbell.
Here we go. Bronze goes to Men in Blazers early kickoff. Men in Blazers and Footwork Media for Wondery. The silver goes to White and Jordan, TalkSport. And the gold, just in time for Burnley's elevation to the Premier League. Premier League Sunday, BBC Radio 5 Live.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. I'm Steve, I do the presenting bit. This is Gemma Sturber, amazing editor. Chris Headley, just wonderful producer. We just want to say a massive thank you to the whole Five Live family. We should probably thank Nader Manua, Julianne Laron, Ellen White, Rachel Corsi, all our regular pundits, John Murray, correspondent. Student radio is a big deal. Love student radio. We all did it different parts of the UK.
True.
Steve Houghton, our head of audio, is over there and is the boss. Heidi Dawson, controller of Five Live. If I can very quickly and very selfishly say a big thank you to everyone at Five Live for taking a chance 6 years ago on a 32-year-old teesider. It means a lot. Thank you.
Well done. Congratulations.
Next up is Best Event Coverage Award. Right, the shows that bring an event like a concert, a race, catch me on Glastonbury this year, a race or a match right into your own home.
Now, I am here for anything that means you haven't got to queue up for half an hour for the loo or spend £17.50 on a glass of wine. These people are heroes.
They sure are. To present this award is a man who can now add Aria's gold winner to his bunch of accolades. It's musician, composer and podcaster Alexis 2F's French.
I rather like that, Alexis 2F's French. Might use that in future. The bronze goes to Super Scoreboard at Euro 2024, Clyde 1. Silver goes to Coldplay Go Orange for Luton, BBC Three Counties Radio. And the gold goes to BBC Proms 2024, BBC Radio 3.
Huge thank you. We're absolutely thrilled to get this. These are my colleagues, Ollie and Marie-Claire. It's a thrill, but of course it's a massive privilege to work on this fantastic thing, the world's greatest classical music festival, 8 weeks of live music on Radio 3. What could be better? What a great job. Thank you, Sam Jackson and Lorna Clark, for all your support of all things Proms. It means a lot to the team. It's a mammoth effort. I heard the words military operation uttered just then. I think that's an understatement. I can think of no better example of teamwork anywhere. We've got fantastic presenters, really, really dedicated producers, and I would, you know, the brilliant Proms team, absolutely amazing. I'd like to give a special shout out to our fantastic colleagues in technical production and OBs. This is a massive, complicated job for them. Getting orchestras to sound gorgeous 58 nights on the trot is no mean feat, and I'm in awe of them, and I think they deserve a huge shout out for this. Thank you very much.
Who doesn't love the Proms? Best event coverage. Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I mean, how do you feel about winning this award? It must mean an awful lot.
It's absolutely great. I mean, it's important to say it's a massive team effort. There is no better example of teamwork, I don't think.
Were you a fan of the Prom since you were little, growing up?
Yeah, I listened to them on the radio when I was a kid. Yeah.
Me too. My parents drilled it into me from an early age. We sat, especially last night at the Proms, but also the Proms leading up. And also more recently, you know, going to it and watching all the lead-up events to the last night. Hello. What was your involvement in this category?
I was working with a fantastic production team at Radio 3, with Ollie, who is a wonder of the world. She's absolutely fantastic. She's our lead producer. So I work with the team of producers and presenters and our fantastic sound team as well. So just part of the organisation, led very wonderfully by Ollie.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done. Thanks.
Next, it's the Social Impact Award, supported by BBC Sounds, which exists to salute everyone that uses audio as a force for change, with their output making a positive impact in the lives of their listeners and the broader community.
To announce the winner, please welcome DJ and host of Radio 1's new music show and the official chart, Jack Saunders!
The reason that any of us are really in here in the first place is to connect with people and connect in a really strong way. The bronze goes to Claire's Law, A Decade of Saving Lives Hits Radio. The silver goes to The Madman's Hotel, Chalk and Blade and Big Face Productions for Audible. And the gold award goes to Assuming Nothing, Femicide, 8 Steps to Stop a Murder, BBC Radio Ulster.
I want to thank Professor Jane Monckton-Smith, whose work this was based on. Her work is amazing, and I hope that this will bring it to so many more people, and it might actually make a difference and save someone's life. Thank you to Emma Dunseith for commissioning, Andy Martin, my executive editor, and just thank you. Thank you so much.
Well done.
The next award is the Creative or Technical Innovation Award, supported by Expiry All in Media. This celebrates trailblazers who showcase groundbreaking new program concepts or technical prowess, revolutionizing the approach to audio entertainment and storytelling.
To present this award, actor, singer, dancer, presenter, sure, but I reckon we just file her under absolute legend. It's Ruthie Henschel!
And the bronze award goes to Fun Kids Space Station, Fun Kids. And the silver goes to Low Lines, Social Broadcasts and Scenery Studios. And the gold goes to The Ballad of Scout and the Alcohol Tag, Prison Radio Association for BBC Radio 4.
We wanted to make this programme to bring the reality, I think, of Scout's experience of psychosis and addiction and crime and imprisonment into a 27-minute radio programme. And we need to thank Mickey Curling, who was an absolutely fantastic sound designer, also Hugh Levinson, who's a really, really important supporter of ours for many, many years. Thank you so much, Hugh, and to everyone at Radio 4. We did it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations once again. Right then, we have reached the moment of the show when we reveal who won the Radio Times Moment of the Year. Now, this is an award. Yeah, woo indeed. It's a big moment. It's Moment of the Year. Surprise, this is an award that recognises a standout moment of the year.
To help us celebrate the single Radio Times Moment of the Year, please welcome the one and only. Now, I'm pretty sure you'll get that reference. It's so good, I'll say it twice. The one and only Chesney Hawkes.
Okay, the bronze goes to Johnny Walker's final show on Sounds of the 70s. Listen for BBC Radio 2. The silver goes to a listener unexpectedly calls Christo Fufas's final show to thank him for saving his life. Drum roll, please. The gold goes to Coldplay Go Orange for Luton, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thank you very much. Did not see that coming. Thank you to readers of the Radio Times. Shout out to the rest of the team that are here. Liz, Emily, my job share Helen Grimes, and Gareth Lloyd, who kept us on air all weekend. Tony from Merseyside thanked BBC local radio bosses. So I won't do that. But I will give a shout out to all the hard-working local radio teams up and down the country, looking for stories every day, serving the community, connecting with audiences in a way that only local radio and community radio really can. I also want to, local radio. Also want to thank Alid and Rhys and Rebecca and the team at Radio 1 for allowing me back on the 8th floor and for allowing us to broadcast 21 hours of live radio from Radio 1's big weekend in Luton. But as you saw, this was all about Coldplay and Justin Dealey.
Yeah, just a quick one. Brett said to me when he went away, he said, look, it's Radio 1's big weekend in Luton, don't do anything stupid. By the time we come back, we'd had a listener saying Coldplay should not do Yellow, they should do Orange. And in actual fact, what they did was a song called Orange, a brand new song for the people of Luton. And Luton is a fantastic town that's been knocked for years and years, but there's good people there. And that was a moment they'll never forget. But I would like to dedicate this award to three people. Listener Bex, without her idea, we wouldn't be stood here right now. But this is in memory of two brilliant men. My dad, who loved Luton, who loved Coldplay. He sadly died nearly 2 years ago, and I miss him every single day. And this is for my father-in-law as well, Colin Berry, who's an absolute radio legend. He started on Radio Caroline. He was the voice of the Eurovision UK panel for 25 years, but he's best known for being a brilliant presenter and newsreader on BBC Radio 2. It's his funeral on Friday, and just like my dad, we miss him every single day. So this award is in memory of those two brilliant men. Thank you very much.
Massive congratulations once again.
Absolutely.
This next award is a very special one, named in honour of the legendary pioneer of UK local commercial radio, the John Myers Local Radio Station of the Year, supported by RCS.
Now, here to present the award, it's a man you'll regularly find in the Radio 1 Live Lounge, in the Ricky and Melvin house party, and in Carol Vorderman's DMs.
Not just Carol, babe.
He's a celebrity. Let's get him in here right now. It's Melvin O'Doom!
All right, this is a big one, which is why I'm wearing the bow tie today. Okay, so the bronze goes to BBC Radio Ulster. The silver goes to BBC Radio Cornwall.
Lovely.
And the gold goes to Fourth One.
This is like amazing. It's our second award of the night. Fourth is an amazing radio station. We celebrated our 50th birthday this year. I don't know what's going on in Scotland, but the audience keep going up and up and up. And we're delighted, aren't we, Arlene?
We are delighted.
She's had two bottles of wine.
Yeah, I know. So I apologies in advance for the shite that comes out of my mouth.
Oh, there we go.
I have to say that I celebrate 17 years on The Breakfast Show this year. I thought I would give it one, because getting up at 3:30 in the morning is shit.
Ask Gok, he's done it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I am with you, it's shit. No, I love it.
No, I know. But 17 years on, I cannot tell you how amazing it is to work with this incredible team of talented people. Everyone from Vic and Michael to all of our presenters, just the team who are at home and can't be here tonight.
Right, you're speaking straight now. Shh.
They just rock my world. They are amazing. Yeah. And for all of us, it's incredible. But the audience, they are the stars of the show.
Absolutely.
They keep us going. They make us laugh every single
day. Big up, Edinburgh, the Lothians, Fife and Falkirk. This is for you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations.
Coverage was clearly very special.
It was important to us because it was in Luton and it's unusual to get a band like Coldplay to come to Luton.
How did that come about?
Well, Radio 1 take the event to a different place every year. This year they chose Luton, so it enabled me to get back into Radio 1 and work with them on planning how we could be the most impactful for our listeners and their listeners.
And look, if Chris Martin gets to watch this, thank you, because without him, we would be stood here right now. A listener came up with the idea. I said something stupid. I said, well, surely Coldplay can't perform Yellow in Luton. Luton, because Luton playing Yellow and Watford are Luton's rivals. And Beck straight away went, oh yeah, they should do Orange instead. And that's when the campaign started. Chris Martin heard about it and he didn't change the lyrics. He wrote an entire new song for the people of Luton.
Wow. Serious?
Called Orange. It was a magical weekend for a town that's been knocked for so many years. Luton's a good town and it was a wonderful song.
Well, big goal tonight. Gold award moment of the year. Well done, guys.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Very, very unexpected. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Wow.
John Myers, local radio station of the year.
Do you know what? This is the one, because this is the whole station, do you know what I mean? And the team are so amazing. Every show punches well above its weight in Rajar. Every show delivers content that people want to hear every day. This is more important than our show award, which is...
Well, you said the team, and you brought them all with you.
The whole station.
The John Myers Local Station of the year.
You've literally brought the whole station. Well, the record is set.
Don't break the set.
Well, I'm going celebrating in style.
Thank you.
Only two more awards left. And this next award is for a UK station or network supported by Akiva, for a service that has excelled in the past 12 months, showcasing brilliant audio, inspiring production, and a genuine connection to their audience.
When you look at them, you have to say they've been close to perfect in every way imaginable, which is also a description of our, of you and of our award presenter. So please say hello to TV presenter and co-host of Inside the Factory on BBC One, it's Cherry Healy.
Radio has been a true companion to me my entire life. Like with me when I'm celebrating, dancing in the kitchen, listening to incredible documentaries, and consoling me when I've been heartbroken. Yes, dating in your 40s is wild. I do not recommend it. So radio is such a big part of my heart and soul. I'm just so grateful for everything that you all do. It means so much to me, my family, everyone I know. Like, radio is one of the purest forms of media. So thank you very much.
Woo!
All right. UK radio station or radio network of the year. The bronze goes to Greatest Hits Radio. The silver goes to BBC Radio 5 Live. And the gold goes to BBC Radio 3.
This is amazing. We're incredibly grateful. I'll keep it really short, because I'm ready to eat my own arm, and I imagine you probably feel the same. So this is a really quick speech. I want to say thank you to this incredible team of people who, over the last year, have gone on a really remarkable journey. We made the biggest change to our schedule in 40 years. It wasn't easy, but we're really reaping the rewards of that. And it's all because of the team behind me and others who you don't see today. And I want to thank also someone who's already been mentioned here today, and that's Lorna Clark, our Director of Music at the BBC, who is the most supportive person, the most brilliant boss, and has given us the challenge, but also the room to do what we want to do to attract an even greater audience for classical music at the BBC. So thank you so much to the team. Thank you to the judges. This really means the world. Thank you very much.
Yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Okay, everybody, our final award for this evening is for an audio brand that has dominated the industry like no other in the last year. They're the strongest and most successful, groundbreaking, visionary, and able to shine a positive light in our industry.
Now, I think I speak for both Clara and I when I say if you're even nominated for this award, then you really should have the phone number of our agents straight away.
Also, yes. And so, to present a prestigious award, we needed somebody, you know, suitably prestigious. So please welcome broadcasting legend, DJ, and host of weekday afternoons on Radio 2. It's Trevor, Uncle Trevor Nelson, MBE.
Yay!
The bronze goes to BBC Sounds. The silver goes to Rayo. Bar Media Audio. And the gold goes to Goal Hanger.
Thank you so much. It's a huge honour. It was just over 3 years ago that we were sitting in a prep not too far from here with Alistair Campbell. And we turned to him and we asked him for a list of Tories that he could bear to have a conversation with. I don't think if you'd seen the look on his face when we asked him that question, you'd think we'd be here today. We're very glad we did.
Actually, we wanted Alistair to make the speech tonight, but he says he doesn't really like the limelight, so if it was all right, could we do it? 3 years ago, Goal Hanger consisted of six people above a coffee shop in South London. It's been an extraordinary 3 years. We just enjoyed our 1 billionth download this month, which just we find hard to believe, but there you go. I just want to thank a few people. Huge thanks to the Radio Academy, of course, and to our brilliant production team. We make over 20 hours of content every week. I want to thank all our hosts, some of them here tonight. And finally, I want to thank the community of listeners that engage with our content so warmly, either through audio or indeed video these days, every single week. So thank you very much indeed.
The gold for UK Audio Brand of the Year goes to...
Goal Hanger Podcast. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's amazing. Neither of us thought we were going to be this big, and we're really grateful to all the team that made it happen.
Did you have any idea that you might come out with the gold tonight?
Yeah.
That's called manifestation, isn't it?
Hey, no, we knew. Nailed on, never in doubt.
I was genuinely surprised.
Have you got a team that you'd like to thank behind this?
I'm a new boy at Goal Hanger. What an amazing team. I'm an experienced broadcaster, but I've been sort of helped and advanced and promoted by Goal Hanger because it's a unique operation and it's a winning team.
A huge congratulations to all of our brilliant winners and nominees this evening. I just want to say, personally, I'm new to radio. I'm new to your world. I've been interviewed on radio for 25 years now, but only this year I've taken a proper job. And I have to say, it's brilliant. You're all brilliant. You're clever and creative. And what you provide the world is really, really important. And I'm so humble to be part of now this industry. So give yourselves a massive, huge round of applause, whoever you are.
Best medium there is. Thank you so very much to our judges and, of course, our generous sponsors. Deep breath. Xperia, All In Media, Arkiva, Audible, BBC Sounds, Carver PR, Marketeers, News Broadcasting, PPL, PRS for Music, Radio Times, Radio News Hub and RCS. And, of course, thank you ever so deeply to the wonderful team at the Radio Academy.
And thank you so much for having us as your hosts and to the organisers for all your hard work. We all now have a chance to carry on the celebrations at the official after-party supported by PPL and PRS for Music.
Thank you very much to everybody for joining us here. Congratulations once again to all of our winners. Here's to another great 12 months of radio, and we will see you next year. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
What an amazing night, and a big thank you to all our sponsors and team who made it happen, and congratulations to all the winners. Before we go, I had a chat with two people who came along to some pre-award networking drinks we held. Both have very different stories about how they are starting their careers in audio.
I'm Zoe Head-Thomas. I'm with Bauer Media Group. I'm a reporter, radio reporter.
And you're one of our 30 under 30.
I am indeed, yes.
Now, is this your first time at the ARIAs?
It is. I'm very excited. I mean, the buzz around here is amazing.
Tell me about your experience as a 30 under 30 with the Radio Academy then. How has it been so far?
Well, it's been absolutely brilliant. Just being part of this network, it feels really special. I'm only just under 2 years into my career in radio, and being able to exchange with people from the radio network is absolutely amazing. Also, just being recognised as part of being part of that Radio Academy family feels really amazing. Meeting lots of people as well, that's always great.
Well, we have been doing, I know we all said we hate this word networking, but chatting really. How important do you feel that that is, getting to know people in the industry?
I think it's essential because we need to all keep an eye on what's happening everywhere, really. We need to know what everyone else is doing, but it's also great to learn from each other's. I mean, we were talking about our backgrounds, learning from people who've been doing it for decades. I feel there's lots for me to learn, but also how much the radio landscape has changed and evolved.
My name's Katie Chandler-Clark and I've come from Bristol.
Just to come and have a chat with us all.
Yeah, it's just really nice to meet people in person rather just be behind a screen.
I believe you've just joined the Radio Academy just a few weeks ago. What made you want to join as a member?
I'm just finishing my Masters in Journalism, so I wanted to be part of connect with other people in the profession. I really like the fact that you've got a podcast, that you've got training, you've got these networking events, and I just wanted to feel part of something, really.
You've come to the radio industry after other jobs, haven't you? So tell me just a little bit about your journey.
I was an actor as a child and as a teenager. I was on TV, I was on the stage, and then I went off and did something quite academic. I did anthropology as an undergrad and then worked in the charity sector, and then decided over lockdown that I just loved audio, and then maybe I could go into that.
I know we were talking earlier about you felt that you needed to come into London. That's where the work was, maybe that's where the networking is. And we were saying, no, actually, with podcasting and with remote access, you can make great stuff, great content anywhere.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think London obviously is such a hub, and it's like a media hub. I'm looking forward to getting to know people more in Bristol. I think it's a nice excuse to also come to London, to be in Leicester Square. I just get excited getting off the train in Paddington and coming into the big smoke, but I'm excited to explore it more in Bristol.
Next week on the podcast, I chat with Jeff Jean from Biscuit Gym about launching the new Zoe Ball Saturday show on BBC Radio 2 and the man-made podcast with Pete Wicks for Bauer all in the same week, and how you work to get the best out of your talent. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps and it means a lot to us. Thanks. I'll see you next week.